Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, senior recruiter by day, career coach by night, and podcaster somewhere in between all of that. I'm super excited to be back with you today. I hope you're having a fabulous day. The weather has continued to be lovely in Toronto, which is like all good news on this front, but I'm super amped to be talking to you about a given topic that you ask about all the time. I'm constantly asked about how important are grades. Do my grades really matter in my job hunt? Do they ever stop mattering? Does it only matter for certain jobs? And trust me, I was just as stressed and confused as you were a few years back. And no, I'm not going to tell you how many years back because I refuse to age myself. But today we're going to talk about grades. How important are they? How to manage your grades? And at what point do we say, screw it, my grades don't matter? So get comfortable, grab yourself a coffee, and let's talk careers. I just have to start off by saying that fundamentally, your grades don't define you. Like, forget the job search for a second, forget looking for full-time work or an internship. You are not your grades. You are a person individually, and you are not a better person if you have a 90 in math versus a 60 or versus a 30%. It really doesn't matter what your grades are. What matters is that you're doing what you love, that you're pursuing your passions, and honestly, that you're a good person. But I would be straight up lying to you if I said that grades don't have any weight in your job search. So I want to keep it super real, give you kind of the down low information about what that looks like and what industries actually don't care as much about grades. So let's get into it. How much your grades matter actually is dependent on what you want to do, okay? So if you're thinking about getting into the intelligence department in the FBI, if you want to be an investment banker, if you want to be a stock trader, if you want to be a doctor, I hate to tell you, but grades are going to be super important. There are a couple of reasons that grades really matter, but the first is that you're not going to be able to get into the schools that you want to, whether that be university, college, or postgrads, if you don't have strong grades. The second thing is, whether we like it or not, a lot of the companies that are going to be hiring for these roles are screening by your grades. For example, in the investment banking space, and I can say this because I worked in banking for quite some time, there are actual GPA cutoffs. So if your GPA isn't at whatever that might be for the given company, they're not going to consider your resume. Never are exceptions made. Like, it is very rare for exceptions to be made off of that. So it's really important that based on your industry, you're realistic about what jobs you're targeting for. And there's no shame in not having the grades for that specific job. I could have never been an investment banker with my GPA. That doesn't make me any less successful at what I do right now. So kind of take it as a blessing in disguise, but make sure that you do your research. Another great example of this is med school. I don't need to preach about this because we all know the grades you need for med school, not only to graduate, but to get your residency, to even get in. Like, it's crazy. So make sure that you're doing your research on the industry and set realistic goals, because if you're not realistic, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you're not sure how to figure out how important grades are for your given industry, honestly, a quick Google search should be able to help you out, but you can also reach out to recruiters at companies that you're interested in and just ask if they have a GPA cutoff. But believe it or not, Reddit is low-key fire for this. You can search up so many things on Reddit. For example, you could look up, you know, GPA cutoff for banking in Canada, and you would definitely get some answers. So don't be scared to do a little bit of dirty work to figure this out. On the flip side of this, here are some industries that care a whole lot less about your grades. And I'm not going to say every company feels this way, but in my experience, typically this is where grades are slightly less important. A lot of the creative industries, so think about the arts, think about marketing, digital media, they tend to care a little bit less about your grades and a lot more about your personal projects and achievements. So for example, if your grades aren't stellar, you should be working on putting together a professional portfolio, a website, something to showcase your actual work. Speaking coming from someone who's in HR, I can tell you HR doesn't care too much about your grades. It's more about your interpersonal skills, your emotional intelligence, your communication skills. So there's just kind of different sets or measures of success that they're looking for. Another great example of this are folks who are looking to get into kind of the computer science space. Now, I say computer science loosely because for some roles, they definitely do care about your GPA. But if you build amazing, beautiful code, great websites, great apps, a lot of companies would prefer, you know, you be able to execute really beautiful code versus you having a perfect GPA. But good news for absolutely everyone, there is a point where your GPA no longer matters, like at all. In my opinion, your GPA stops mattering 1 year after you graduate. So once you've got your first full-time job, you've been there for a year, I personally don't think that your GPA matters. You're now in what I like to call the big leagues. Dun, dun, dun. Insert sound effect that I don't know how to add. Anyways, you're in the real game at this point. You're no longer looking for new graduate positions. People are paying attention to the quality of your work at your job and no longer paying attention to your grades quite as much. So if you are someone like me who was constantly stressed about getting straight A's or wanting a perfect GPA, just know that a year or so after you graduate, literally none of that is going to matter. So why are you investing so much anxiety and stress in something that really isn't going to serve you 5 years down the line? So building off of that, if you're someone that has your GPA on your resume, that is amazing. I would personally recommend taking that off of your resume a year or two after you graduate. Again, this kind of reinforces that the value of you and your skills should be placed on your work experience and no longer as much on your school. If you're someone that doesn't have a perfect GPA, maybe your GPA is a little low, it's okay to not put that on your resume at all. If your employer asks or the company that you're interviewing with asks, definitely you can share it, but don't feel like you need to give up this information right off the bat. You're 100% empowered to keep this confidential if you want. If you're here, I'm assuming that it's because you have a little bit of stress about your grades. And let me just say, it is normal to be stressed or feel anxious about your grades. In fact, that's a sign that you care, and shout out to you for caring about school. But remember, you are not your grades. You are a lot of other things outside of that. So please be kind to yourself. But something that I didn't really consider and honestly didn't pay attention to or even notice up until after I graduated, which, I mean, hindsight is always 20/20. Is I didn't really pay attention to why my grades weren't great. It's not that I wasn't putting in the work, I really was. For example, when I first started in university, I was studying economics. And typically, I was used to pretty high grades. I really loved studying, I loved what I was, you know, working on. But when I started studying economics, I really saw that my grades were slipping. And I wasn't distracted, I was putting in the same, if not more effort. I could not figure out why, I just could not grasp these concepts. But then when I switched my major into human resources, my grades were amazing. And I found it so much easier and so much more enjoyable to study. And I think, I mean, it goes without saying, there's a direct correlation between how great your grades are and how much you love what you do. And I'm not saying this is the case for anyone. Sometimes you're in a subject that you absolutely love that is just really hard. And I can't deny that there are other factors that impact performance at school that are completely valid and important to take into account. But it's also important to think about, you know, or ask yourself rather, do I actually like what I'm studying? Like, do my grades suck because I low-key hate what I'm studying? And if the answer is yes, maybe it's time to think about how you can pivot your career choices, because I am so grateful that I moved outside of economics, because I can tell you right now, I would not be very good in the finance space. I don't think I'm cut out for that. So pay attention to those things as well. I know that kind of helped me out. So, summary, do grades matter? The answer is only as much as you let them matter. It depends on what career that you want to get into. It depends how much you're beating yourself up about your grades, because remember, nothing is worth the cost of your mental health. Let's not forget that. And remember that your grades really aren't going to matter a year or two after you graduate. And that's coming from a recruiter who focused on student recruiting. Trust me, it is not something that you need to lose sleep over. So just focus on genuinely learning topics, having portfolios and side projects to help showcase your work, and making sure that you're aligning your career and your studies to something you genuinely care about. Don't feel trapped because you've studied something for a year or two. It's the rest of your life we're talking about. Let's make sure you're doing something you actually enjoy. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget, if you found it helpful, even a tiny, teeny, weeny, weeny little bit, please go leave a review, go subscribe. It is so, so helpful to get your feedback on the podcast. I appreciate you so, so much, and I will talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ plus friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.